Oh my gosh, your mom still makes the best mashed potatoes ever. I don't know how she does it. I mean, I've tried so hard to get mine as fluffy as hers, but I could never do it. She's like a food magician. She knows everything about food. I'm so jealous. No, I'm serious. I mean, it's been years since we've seen each other, and I remember when you were younger, she used to make the best mashed potatoes ever. And when you guys used to invite me for Thanksgiving, I swear, each Thanksgiving was better than the last. I didn't realize how much I missed her cooking until now. That's one of the things I've always loved about you, is the fact that your mom is so caring, and she's always been like a huge foodie. That's what they call it, right? Foodie? So you told me your girlfriend was gonna come today. What happened to that? She's busy at work. Oh, so do you want to tell me a little bit more about her? Like, how you guys met, how long you've been together? Oh, really? That's nice. Yeah. I mean, I honestly wasn't expecting to find you here when I come back. But another thing I wasn't expecting is you having a girlfriend. But I shouldn't be surprised. I mean, you are the full package. You are. Don't pretend like you don't know what I'm saying. There's nothing wrong with that. I like a little bit of confidence. Me? Well, I was in a relationship, back where I was, and that ended on bad terms. So, honestly, I was ready to just move on and go back to my old life and come back here. It's really nice being back, seeing all the familiar faces. I mean, a lot of people still remember me, which is so heartwarming. Like Margaret, she still works at the same gas station and she still lets me have gum for free. And lollipops. I swear it'll never get old. I didn't realize how much I missed this town until I came back. Yeah. So, would your girlfriend, be okay with this? Knowing that I'm here at your house having dinner with you and your family. Okay, so she's kind of like a cool girlfriend. That's interesting. Your mom doesn't like her. Why is that? I mean, I've never met her, so I wouldn't know how she is, but if your mom doesn't like her, then there's something wrong there, right? But what matters is you like her, I guess. Why do you like her? Sounds like it's right up your alley. I mean, it would have been a little bit. I don't know if this is messed up to say, but it would have been nice to see you single, I guess. Anyways, let's move on from this topic because clearly it is getting a little bit weird now. Tell me about everything you've been up to. I mean, with work, have you met any new people? Anybody I should meet? Oh, yeah. You've always been a little bit of a social butterfly, haven't you? You know how to make friends easily, and you've always had a lot of friends, more than me, especially in school. I think it was your humor. You know how to make people laugh, and I think that is a really good trait to have. Honestly, I'm so happy I decided to come back around this time because now we can spend the holidays together again. Just like the old times. Maybe next time you can bring your girlfriend so I can meet her. It would be nice to get to know the people that you are friends with and associated with, I guess. I think I'm good on the dating aspect for now. Unless, obviously, I found someone that I vibe with really well, but I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. Well, it doesn't matter now, does it? It doesn't. I still think it's really nice that you invited me for dinner, and dinner was amazing as always. I always feel like I'm part of your family whenever you come over. You know, I was thinking we should go downtown, look at the Christmas tree and everything. Maybe grab some hot chocolate. What do you think? You want to do it? Okay, yeah, I'm down. I'm all dressed up and I have my coat, so we can go whenever you want to. Just gotta say bye to your mom first and thank her for dinner. Okay, yeah, I'll come out in just a second. Phew. It's so cold out. No, it really is. It's like a whole new world when December hits, isn't it? God, this is just reminding me of the old days. When we used to put up our Christmas trees together and just have fun doing it. And we've always had a thing for Christmas, haven't we? It's one of the things I've always loved about you, is your joy whenever the holiday season comes along. I think it's really nice. And wholesome, too. I like it. And the hot chocolate never gets old, does it? I swear, people in this town are just so friendly. No matter where I go, I just don't think anything will ever amount to this. Especially spending it with you, one of the people that I appreciate a lot. But now that we're on this topic, I just want to apologize for disappearing on you and not contacting you as much as I should have. I know we both grew up and we had our own things to do, so we couldn't talk as much as we used to, but I'm sorry that I didn't check in on you or anything like that. It's my fault. The truth is, and I think I can tell you this now because you are in a relationship, so it doesn't matter. The truth is, I've always had some kind of feelings for you, and I think moving away made it easier to get over that. I never told you because I was shy and I didn't want to ruin what we have. I wanted to stay friends with you, and I didn't want you to think of me differently. I think moving away from you is definitely so hard, but it managed to allow me to kind of move on. Well, I was never your type, was I? You were always into opposite kind of girls. I have light hair, you've always liked girls with dark hair, and just simple stuff like that. I mean, your girlfriend now has dark hair, so I think that's still a thing, right? It doesn't matter. Are you gonna tell me that personality is all that matters now? No, I guess I was just a little bit of an insecure girl. I think moving away definitely showed that a lot more as well, because I did not text you as much as I should have, and I didn't check in on you or anything. I'm so sorry for that. But I promise I'm here now, and I'm not going anywhere, and I will be here for as long as I can. Only if you want to have me, of course. You do. That's good to hear. How adorable are the kids? Have you ever saw yourself having kids? Do you plan on having kids? With the right person? You think your girlfriend's the right person for that? You don't know yet. Yeah, it's all fresh, right? Me? Yeah, I want a few kids of my own with the right person as well. Maybe two? A boy and a girl. If I get lucky, of course. Yeah, I mean, we're growing a little older, aren't we? We're not old, but we're growing up. And I think maybe one day I'll get to that point. If I'm with the right person and I would want it. Yeah, why not? I don't mind being a mom, but definitely don't want to think about it now. I think I enjoy my freedom. Yeah. What? Yeah, do you like your hot chocolate? I know, you got peppermint in yours. You've always been a little bit of a peppermint fan, haven't you? It's kind of cute. Certain things just don't change. You want me to try it? Yeah, sure, I'll take a sip. You can try mine, but it's nothing special. Thank you. This is really good. Kind of upset I didn't get one now. Next time. I mean, we are gonna do this again, right? We have to. It's like a tradition at this point. Yes, we can get onesies again, much kind of like how we used to when we were younger. But maybe next time you can come over. Oh, you're getting a call. Your girlfriend? Yeah, go ahead. What's that? You have to go. She made dinner. But you just had dinner. Oh, she doesn't know. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I mean, we've been hanging out all night, so definitely should go make time for your girlfriend. She left work early, I see. Okay, yeah, so you can just drop me off home, I'm very close by, and go have fun, I guess. Okay, yeah. Let's go.